Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you, announcer guy. Time for Hump Day Headlines.
Hump Day!
Here on Sean and RJ, we are live on the Fan Cam, brought to you by Lifetime's Heating and Air, Twin Peaks Dream Lending, and Goody Goody Liquor. I had a buzz from Cowboys practice yesterday. It was that fun with the secondary standing out the most. They kind of tormented Dak Prescott with three interceptions. We had some pick sixes out here. Trayvon Diggs was absolutely fantastic. He was on the show yesterday. We also had Damonte KZ with a pick six. We had Maurice Kennedy with a fantastic day. Kelvin Joseph called the secondary airplane mode. You can't throw. It's the no-fly zone. We're going to call it airplane mode and just shut it down. So the Cowboys secondary and defense really jumped out yesterday. Michael Gallup did a somersault over a fence. He eventually got up. He was okay. He returned to practice, and it was a fun day.
It was a fun day. It was, it was good to see because, they haven't had a ton of practices out here yet. It's the way the new NFL is working, where it's day off after a practice, then a day off after two practices, the day after three. But the defense is clearly ahead of the offense at this stage of camp. And the secondary looked much, much better than they had at any point last year yesterday. Whether or not that continues as camp and the season rolls on is a completely different story. But, it was good to see Diggs out there doing work. It was good to see a couple of interceptions for this defense. This defense hasn't forced turnovers at all. And I know it's not good to see your quarterback throw them.
Yeah.
But let's not focus on that, okay? Because for a couple of reasons. One, defenses are always ahead of offenses at camp early on, at every camp around the National Football League. You had pointed out earlier, and it's very, very true. You try things in practice that you don't try in games, especially in training camp. You're working on things, and quite honestly, the timing's not there for the offense. The defense was much, much better yesterday.
Guys, do you think that Tom Brady is going to throw interceptions at Buccaneers camp? Of course he is. One of Dak Prescott's specialties, and I'm not a Dak head like RJ is, but the guy takes care of the football. That's been one of his specialties. He's always been good with turnovers. So for those freaking out, be happy about the secondary having a fantastic day and write it off to Dak possibly forcing some things that he wouldn't in a normal game situation. I have not seen a quarterback throw one ball out of bounds as a throwaway. Throw it away, live to get to the next play, the next down. That doesn't happen in training camp. Don't worry about Dak turning the football over.
Yeah, I totally agree. And besides, this is also like when has Dak ever – had this long of a break between playing? Because he hasn't played since week five. I mean, there's an extra 3 months that he's of rust that's thrown in there. And you're right, no one's thrown it away. We did have a quarterback sail one over the fence yesterday, but he was actually trying to complete that pass. That was just a really, really bad pass, and it sailed over our fence. But Blake, for the most part, no.
Blake Jarwin had his first 11-on-11 reps and had a catch for a first down, then a touchdown grab over the middle of the field. Dalton Schultz, who has been the tight end standing out here, caught a wide-open touchdown from 20 yards out on the very next play. And Malik Hooker was out here watching practice with his brand new number 28 jersey. And Amari Cooper, who's on PUP, was working with the bands with a mask covering his face. Xavien Howard has requested a trade from the Miami Dolphins. We created him as a Cowboys topic a couple of weeks ago. He's not happy about his contract. He came out with this big, lengthy social media post saying, "I feel disrespected and I want out." He did show up to camp to avoid the $50,000 a day fines, but Xavien Howard wants to be traded from the Miami Dolphins. Also, Randall Cobb expects to be traded to the Green Bay Packers. I'm glad that the Texans are just accommodating Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay. I want to see what they give up for him. But Randall Cobb was apparently, you know, a negotiating piece for Aaron, saying, "I need to have him back. I need to have him on this football team," even though they drafted his replacement in the third round. Cobb is going to be 31 on August 22nd. He was Aaron's go-to guy in the slot. They drafted Amari Rodgers in the third round, but GM Aaron apparently is going to get his guy.
It's amazing the Texans will acquiesce to Randall Cobb but not to Sean Watson and just trade him.
Yeah.
It's funny
Same
how
thing.
That works. Same thing, absolutely. Just trade a slot receiver or quarterback, doesn't matter. But it is kind of wild how they're just kind of making Aaron Rodgers' life a little bit easier. Xavien Howard, look, he probably should get more money from Miami. But it's not the Dolphins' fault that he didn't really read the contract, or his agent didn't really read the contract.
Yeah, he admitted to not really understanding the first deal he signed.
That's not really the Dolphins' problem. Did he outperform his deal? Yeah, he probably did. And should they pay him? I don't know. I don't know if they should pay him. You should have read the contract.
If the Cowboys evaluate him as an all-pro first teamer and they want to pay him, they want to trade for him and then pay him, I won't be upset about it. If they gave him a first-round pick for Xavien Howard just like they did for Amari Cooper, I'm not going to get ticked, because with the way Diggs is playing, him as your two and Howard as your one, I could get behind that. I could get really, really excited about that. I'll understand if they don't want to. We'll ask Fish about it at 8 o'clock. Blake Bortles getting cut in Green Bay.
Yeah, he is getting cut. Would he be a target for the backup role here?
Ugh.
Like, he's probably clearly better than Garrett Gilbert.
Yeah.
If isn't Blake Bortles the quintessential backup that most people want? Now, personally, that's not what I want. I want the backup that is the high upside guy that you have no idea about, because it's all about upside. But if you're looking from a safety standpoint,
Bortles made $1 million, $1 million.
Yeah, if you're looking from can this guy go out there and manage a game and manage the game plan and get a win? The answer is probably yes.
Yeah.
Compared to Garrett Gilbert, yeah, it's probably yes.
So we'll ask Fish about Xavien Howard trade possibilities. Are they set at backup QB with Blake Bortles out there? He's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. The NFL numbers are going up for players and teams continuing to get the vaccine. Ron Rivera is very, very frustrated with his Washington football team because he battled cancer last year, and he's taken extra precautions to avoid getting infected. And he said, "Look, I'm walking in this meeting because I'm immune deficient." So Ron Rivera is frustrated with his players who are unvaccinated. The Vikings worked out a deal to bring back their assistant who they fired or had leave them because he didn't want to get the vaccine. So they worked that out. And Bruce Arians is not happy over the misreporting of how the media talked about Tampa Bay wearing wristbands at practice to identify the vaccinated and the unvaxxed in Tampa.
One thing before we get started, if I give you some information, at least know the rules before you put it in the press. Red and yellow bands, they don't have to wear them at practice. That's for indoors. I got to read. We should be fined for red and yellow bands because they ain't got them on their practice. That's if you're going to report that, make sure it's right.
Woo!
All right.
Bruce Arians going off about this, and I didn't understand this. I agree with the NFLPA. Why do players have to wear different wristbands at practice? You're just outing them. You're trying to embarrass them. Inside the facility, I understand it. In terms of being close, although if you're in the same weight room and you're on the practice field, what is the difference? But Bruce Arians, not happy with the media.
No, look, I mean, he's probably just upset that he get fined for forcing them to wear something. Like, the whole story's kind of been a little bit botched. And he's right. It shouldn't be reported if the facts aren't right. But do they have the facts wrong? Like, were players wearing them on the field? Like, if they were wearing them on the field, did they forget to take them off?
Right. This ESPN story says some players have worn wristbands while others have not at the practices outdoors. Oh. I think this story sounds like it's been butchered from a media standpoint in reporting it. And Bruce Arians is not happy about it. I got hash brown debris
everywhere,
all over the place.
Wait, what?
Mike Fisher, very nice to bring us breakfast again, but he tossed us the breakfast. And
it spilled out all over the table. This very clean table, I'm sure. Not covered in COVID. Boy, the way we went to this restaurant, we went to Neptune's Net the other day. And we sat on these tables outside.
Oh, my God.
They may have been. Troy, if these tables were given an STD test, they would have come back with everything. Yep. I've never seen something dirtier.
Yeah, it was nasty. Maybe
I'm sure you have on a date.
Maybe this outlet that TMP gave us, plugging in my computer and my phone charger, I feel like I have COVID.
I'm going to feel this thing.
It is. Dude, don't even touch it. It is. It's humid.
Oh, my God. It's Troy. It's got like, you know, like sometimes you'll get like dirt covered soot, black soot covering something.
Yeah.
That's what's on that.
On what? The outlet or the charger?
Yeah. It's on the outlet.
It's nasty. It's no good. Okay, the Rangers finally got a win. They beat the sorry Diamondbacks last night in Arlington to snap the 12-game losing streak. Rangers win 5-4. Joey Gallo goes yard. He has two outfield assists as well, but it was what he said afterwards that has everyone loving Joey. Here's the audio on Bally.
Yeah, I mean, this year I'm a little more prepared for it. Last year I wasn't really ready for it, but I went through it, and I understand it's part of the business, and that's how it goes in baseball, unfortunately. Obviously, we'd love to stay here, but, you know, it's not up to me at the end of the day. And, you know, I just want to say thank you to the Rangers. If this is my last time, like, thank you to the Rangers fans. You guys have been great for me. I love you guys, and thank you. I appreciate it.
Don't do this.
I want to take the opportunity while I'm still here, you know. But, you know, it's been amazing. So hopefully we can make more memories. But I don't want to miss out on an opportunity to say thank you to everybody.
So that's Joey getting emotional with Emily Jones. Feels like the end here.
I have a feeling he knows what's going to happen to him. I have a feeling he knows that he's not just saying this just to say it. So it does tell me that he's probably going to be gone, and I think that's the right move. I really do. Like, I know trading away, you can never get good if you constantly trade away your players, but Joey is not the guy that you're going to build your team around 5 years from now, and they need someone that in 5 years is going to be hitting their prime, and in 5 years, Joey Gallo is going to be out of his prime.
Mark Stein reports that the Mavs post-draft focus, the draft is tomorrow night. After that, the pursuit of Kyle Lowry and their bid to re-sign Tim Hardaway Jr. It feels like Kyle Lowry is going to get his $25 to $30 million from someone.
Ugh.
I hope it's not here.
Let it be from someone else. He's a good player. Kyle Lowry is a good player, very good. But at that age, no, thank you, man. I am not into paying 35-year-olds $35 million.
No.
Not into that at all.
I prefer Lonzo and something else. Give me a cheaper Lonzo.
You know why?
For LeVar.
Because he never lost. Too strong.
Bring LeVar over here. And, of course, the big story in the sports world is Simone Biles. She withdrew from the team competition. They ended up with silver. And then this morning, the breaking news is her leaving the individual competition. It wasn't because of injury. It was because of stress. Here is Simone talking about the story of the week.
It's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I think just as a whole, not having an audience, there are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out, but we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
So she just said it's not as fun for me anymore as it was in the beginning. The pressure, Michael Phelps talked about it on last night on TV, and this topic has blown up the Autoflex Easting fan text. More in favor of defending her or criticizing?
Man, I don't think it's one way or the other. It's pretty kind of in the middle. And I wonder how much of this is, you know, the individual sport mentality versus the team. So I don't think we would see a lot of this in the NFL because the team peer pressure of getting you to play, whereas an individual sport, there isn't that. You know, there just isn't that. And individual sport guys are just wired differently.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm on the edge. I'm on the edge.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Mike Fisher's
hot sauce
went down the wrong pipe, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like hot ones on here. Yeah, is that the bomb?
No, it's like, you know, it went down the wrong pipe. And usually it's like water or liquid, but
listen to this.
This is hot sauce, and now I'm like, it's burning, and I think I've settled it. I think I've settled it down.
Whew.
I don't know.
You know what I do?
It's coming back.
You know what I do when I get something right out of the wrong pipe? I do a handstand. I let the gravity go the other way.
Screw you. Thank you, Simone.
Yeah. I don't. I really just wanted to see Sean do a handstand.
Thank
here.
You, Simone. All right. Thank you to Zero. Because he caught up this audio from the nosebleeds. Charles Robinson, who I've still never met.
No, I've never seen Charles Robinson. I don't know what Charles Robinson looks like. Is he bald? Is he full head of hair? No idea.
I know what he looks like, and he works for Yahoo. Very good insider. And he has some connection out here to the Cowboys. Because every year, he'll write these, you know, stories or get these insights. And I'm like, how's he doing this? It doesn't make any sense. Well, on his, you're gonna. Oh my gosh! Try.
All right, what kind of hot sauce is this?
Honestly, it's just like your generic Del Taco type
sauce.
Oh no. Right?
Del Inferno.
Oh no! Fish.
Oh no! Poor
this is part of Fish's master plan. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna give him the hottest hot sauce. He'll be off the air, and then I get to take over.
Oh no!
That's right. All right. So this is you pod to win the game. Listen to what Charles Robinson says. Mike McCarthy wants to do with this year's Cowboys offense.
An underplayed storyline for the Cowboys is how much Mike McCarthy spent this offseason talking with people inside the organization, you know, particularly from the offensive standpoint about how much he really wants to get back to establishing being able to run the football for the Dallas Cowboys. Like he really, really, from talking to this individual, they were like, look, if Dak is throwing the ball 50 times a game, we failed what Mike wanted to do. Like from talking to Mike, he's like, this is absolutely going to be a team that at the very least, if we are not run dominant, he was like, we are going to be very balanced. Mike wants a very balanced team where we are running the football a lot. And we do want not just Ezekiel Elliott, but Tony Pollard. We want these guys worked into this. And it is really important to Mike that we establish that. And, you know, he just said, look, that's an underplay. And this, it was interesting because this guy was like, you know, you hear all this stuff about, you know, Dak's going to light it up and how great the wide receivers are and all this stuff. And he's like, look, there's no doubt that's a strength, but Mike does not want us to be this team where Dak's got to throw the ball a ton because it means that we didn't get better defensively.
Yeah.
And it means that the offensive line's not as healthy as we think it is. And they clearly really like how the offensive line's coming along.
Allow me to...
Mind you, ladies and gentlemen, this is RJ Choppy out here at practice who turns his phone off and won't watch when it's a run play. Turns away. Turns the phone off.
Yeah, I turn the phone off because you know I don't want to waste my my memory on the phone. Listen, in 2019, the last year under Jason Garrett, the Cowboys had about a 55-45 pass run ratio. Threw it 55%, ran it 45%. Kind of the same the year before as well. Pretty much the same. So 2018. So. You know, that's fine. When Mike McCarthy says he wants a more balanced attack, he wants, if Dak throws the ball 50 times a game, they're in trouble. He's right.
Right.
Because when you throw the ball 50 times a game,
you're trailing.
You're trailing and you're trying to play catch up.
Right.
You want.
But he said doesn't want him to be in the 40s. That's still kind of high. Low 30s.
Low 30s is probably a little bit lower, maybe high 30s, but listen. First half, if you have a 55-45 run pass, that's probably not the greatest thing. Like you want a little bit higher, 60-40, 65-35 in the first half. Second half, ideally, it's almost flipped. Because if you're passing the ball in the fourth quarter, chances are it's a tight game or you're losing. If you're up by 10 in the fourth, you know, you've already started to run and milk the clock.
Right.
So it all depends on game situation. It is not a like you could say, oh, I want this and that throughout the course of the year, but you can't do that because you don't know how the year is going to go.
A little more on the Cowboys' offensive philosophy. This is Charles Robinson talking to his connection within the Cowboys a little bit more on what Mike McCarthy wants Kellen to do.
It'll be really interesting just to sort of see how the Kellen Moorization of this offense evens out a little more, and maybe Dak's not throwing it. I don't think they want him to be a 40 time a game passer.
Interesting.
I think they would like him to be in the low 30s would probably be where they would like to see him. And then, you know, another 30 offensive plays, 32, 35 offensive plays be running plays. I don't see this high flying Dak putting up 6,000 yards in a 17 game season kind of situation.
Wow, he was. I mean, he was on pace for that last year. He was on pace to set all kinds of records.
But they were losing and playing from behind.
They were losing, so he had to throw. He had to throw because they were playing from behind because they had a lot of, you know, Zeke had one game, he had like five fumbles. It was crazy, right? They had like a lot of weird instances in the first half. So, yes, you want to be able to be able to throw the ball, obviously, but you also want to be able to have it be in a position to run the clock out. And the Cowboys were not in a position to run the clock out. And, having him throw for 6,000 yards, like, it's probably not the best thing in the world. Very few people, you know, you're looking at your Mahomes. I mean, who throws for over 5,000 yards in a season
Nobody. Generally?
It's Breeze.
Watson last year threw for 4,800. He was the leader.
Yeah. But, like, you know, in the past, Breeze has done it, right? And maybe Mahomes and Manning. And they all had great years. But those were rare.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time, if you're going to have that many passing yards, it's because you're playing from behind.
Jameis, 5,100 in 2019.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, if you're gonna have that, you're oftentimes playing from behind.
All right, now it sounds like
you know, we've been trying to figure out what's going to happen with these receivers, what's going to happen with the decision between Gallup and Amari. It sounds like they may have made their decision. This is Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, on what they're feeling about Amari Cooper.
If I'm Amari Cooper, I'm trying to be on the field 17 games. I get the feeling, I get a very strong feeling that internally there, they really don't want to be dealing with. He's banged up multiple games. He's not practicing. He's got soft tissue problems. It's this, it's that, and the other thing. Like, I really truly feel like there is going to be a strong focus on him internally there and go, okay, we're paying this guy like he is an elite number one receiver, and we can't continue to have he's this bang up or that bang up or this problem or that problem. I think there is a slight level of frustration there internally, like that's built up over time, where they're like, okay, like this is important. You really, it's for us right. for us to maximize everything this year. We want two number ones on the field in terms of wide receivers. CeeDee Lamb's the number one wide receiver. You're a number one wide receiver. We need, that is our advantage. That is our mismatch. Two number one wideouts plus Michael Gallup. So if this is, I would just say, look, if you see, this is a 12 game season for Amari Cooper, unless he blows it out to those 12 games. I don't know. Yeah. This is a guy who I would have to question whether or not he's a Cowboy next offseason if this continues to be a, he's not always 100%, and man, there's always something.
Well, we had talked about with Michael Gallup, the reason that you sign him and you have the opportunity to walk away from Amari Cooper. You know, you're going to get Gallup cheaper than Cooper, most likely. He's a better deep threat. CeeDee Lamb was the Amari replacement, not the Gallup replacement. He's the Amari replacement.
Yeah.
That's the same kind of style. You could do it. You could make it work. And and financially, it's probably the most feasible. Because with Gallup and CeeDee, you know, you're not going to pay CeeDee for a while. Like, really pay him. It's the way to go.
You ever know that person who's just, like, really good at what they do? They're really talented?
Yeah. I mean, every time I see a mirror, I know that person.
But you don't know how much they care. Like, they're just lackadaisical. Like, it's easy for them. It's like, you know, laid back, and their body language is horrible, and they look like they could fall asleep at any moment, but they're, you know, they're just better and more talented when they want to perform. That's Amari Cooper. You can see out here how his body language would turn someone off. This is what we heard about with the Raiders. He doesn't care as much. This Jimmy Smith, former Jag receiver, talking about his commitment level, not always being a 10 out of 10. He just has this, if you're looking at me on the fan cam, cough my brains out after that. It's just, you know, shoulders back and head back and just kind of like, you know, head swaying left and right. And it could give you the impression that he's not like always totally completely locked in. And the final clip, if you're a $20 million guy, when the Cowboys pay some of these guys like they do, do you have to be a top five at your position in the league?
I'm telling you, and I swear deep down, I think what the thing is, it's the number, it's the money. When you get to about that $20 million plateau as a wide receiver, you really have to be Michael Thomas.
Special.
You really have to be special. You have to be top five. You're like, you're a top five guy. Are you a top five guy? And so maybe in the mindset is he would be a top five guy if we felt like he was 90% most of the season.
Michael Thomas, what year is he doing this podcast in? Top five guy. Like, he's the guy you chose?
Michael Thomas had one down season. Otherwise, he's putting up 125 catches a year.
Oh, volume.
Well, volume goes to better people. I got news for you. Volume goes to more talent.
It goes to options, too.
Your best options.
Right.
Usually you're more talented people.
Yeah, on his team. Like, if he was on the Bucks, he's the third receiver on the Bucks.
Okay. Thanks, Pat Doney. I didn't know you flew out here from NBC5 early. So that's Charles Robinson from Yahoo with his – he was out here at practice. He was blown away by Trayvon Diggs, like everyone else, and the leadership that Diggs was showing. And we're going to have another member of the – what are they calling it? The airplane mode?
Airplane mode, yes. No fly zone.
Another member. No fly has been taken.
That's already been taken.
I like airplane mode. Nashawn Wright will join us at 9 o'clock this morning. RJ infatuated with him early on in camp. But Giannis is on a rampage. I know basketball's over. He won the title. How Giannis is praising Dirk to go after LeBron, KD, and Steph. Just ruthlessness where Dirk is being put in the spotlight next on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis saying that bathing is overrated.
Oh.
May need your take on this one through the Autoflex Team Fan Text at 877-881-1053. But right now, Giannis Antetokounmpo is making me love him even more. He is going after super teams and the individuals who ended up forming them, and he's doing it on social media.
Yes, he is. I mean, he is just trolling the best he possibly can. He will not stop taking a shot at basically every player who ever has been on a super team. And he posted a photo to social media, and it was a series of four different photos, and each one just said mood on it.
Okay.
A photo of Kobe Bryant in a Laker jersey. Mood.
Okay.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Hang on. Kobe with the Gasol title.
It was number 24, Kobe, so I think that was late Kobe.
Yeah, that was the Gasol title. Okay.
It was a picture of Hakeem Olajuwon in a Rockets jersey.
Okay. Hakeem, that was, you know, Sam Cassell, had his Drexler years as well, yeah. Robert Horry.
It was a picture of Dwayne Wade in a Heat jersey.
Well, that couldn't have been the LeBron Heat team.
Couldn't have been. Would have been the 06.
Yep.
But that's a super team.
That wasn't a super team.
It was, because Bennett Salvatore created it as a super team.
I was about to say, because that was like old Gary Payton, older Shaq.
Yep.
So, super because of the referee help.
Yes. And then Dirk Nowitzki.
Wow.
So he is basically, and he is basically just anybody who won a title as the main guy, doing something that KD and LeBron and Harden and Kyrie and could not do.
Yeah.
He is taking shots at them. Now, some people on social media, Steph's first title tops any of these dudes. LeBron won without a super team.
LeBron had Kyrie, Irving, and Kevin Love.
Yeah,
that qualifies as a super team.
Yes. That's definitely a super
Kawhi
team.
Kawhi is the one missing on here in Toronto.
Kawhi is the one missing. Kawhi should be there in place of.
I could remove Kobe. I mean, Derek.
I could remove Kobe. Yeah.
Derek Fisher wasn't a star, but Derek Fisher was on that team. Gasol, Ron Artest, an older Artest. I could remove Kobe.
Yeah, I could remove Kobe. But the older aspect of that plays in. I mean, because Dirk had a lot of names, but they were older.
Yeah,
you know, just like Kobe. So it was their title.
But the point of this is, no one that's this big of a star will go after other stars like this. That's what I love.
Right.
No fear.
Yeah.
Not scared
totally
whatsoever.
Agree.
Giannis wouldn't practice with other stars in the offseason. He's not doing all these little sleepovers. He doesn't care about being buddy-buddy with LeBron, and he'll go after them and talk smack in the offseason and during the year. I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
I love it.
I think it's fantastic. I love seeing this. I love seeing this from Giannis. I hope we actually need more of this. We need more players who shun the super team label. And they're going just this way. But what we've seen from Giannis in his time in the NBA is that it's very difficult to win this way.
Yep.
A lot of letdowns. Giannis is you know, prior to this postseason, they've been known as a team that lets down, that doesn't win. You know, and it's not like Milwaukee's played in the Super Team Conference recently either.
The Super Team Conference? You mean the West being better?
Yeah, like the West has been better.
Yeah.
You know, LeBron and the Lakers, Steph and the Warriors. I mean, they've all been out west.
All right. Yesterday, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, who I've always said is the most overrated hot girl in the world.
You are nuts.
No, it's like an easy take. It's an easy take.
That she's hot?
That she's overrated as like a knockout, unbelievable 10 out of 10, stunning top girl in the world. I know just because you love brunettes and you won't look at any other girl with any other hair color doesn't mean Mila has to be the one seed. Like, she just can't be a one seed. Troy, where do you fall on it?
I mean, I see where you're
coming. Where do you sit on it?
What? I don't sit on anything, maybe. I see where you're coming from. But yeah, I mean, I've always thought she's attractive. I'm like RJ.
I didn't say she's not attractive. I'm talking about like, whoa. You know, like,
No. Okay, in that aspect, no. She is not the stop traffic, stop what you're doing. Who is that? It's Vicky Vale. It's not like that. It's not that kind of reaction. But
she's
she
like
is.
Your everyday normal. Like, hey, man, that's a good looking girl.
Yeah. You might see Black Swan.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis were on Dax Shepard's podcast, and Shepard told his co-host that using soap every day rids the body of natural oils. And then Kutcher and Kunis agreed, saying they only wash vitals every day. And they're like, what'd you say?
Vitals.
And Mila said, I didn't have hot water growing up as a child, so I didn't shower very much anyway. And then they were talking about their two kids, age 4 and 6. And Mila said, I wasn't that parent that bathed my newborns ever. Kutcher said, here's our system, Ashton. If you can see the dirt on them, clean them. Otherwise, there's no point. Ashton did say he washes his armpits and his crotch daily and nothing else ever. I have a tendency to throw some water on my face after a workout to get the salts out. Kunis says she washes her face twice a day, but they believe that bathing for themselves and their kids, overrated. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
Look, I'm glad they do the vitals, as they call it.
Yeah,
the armpits and the you know, the
crotchetal region.
Is that a word?
No.
Yeah.
You know, but like, there's other areas that you got to get. Like, you know, you're gonna get like, remember as a kid, like if you were playing outside all day, like you got like little black stuff everywhere. Like it's like sweat and sunscreen piled up into one
soot.
It's like, yeah,
soot.
Yeah, you know, like you got to clean between your elbows. I mean, what are you going to do with your what are you going to do with the underboob? You got to clean the underboob, okay? now look, but as long as you're getting your vitals, that's the most important part, obviously. How long have they are they washing the hair?
What do you think, Troy, in terms of bathing the kids?
I mean, I bathed our kids almost every day, and mostly our daughters, because our daughters have like really kinky curly hair. So yeah. I'm like, if you go more than a day, it just becomes a Brillo pad. So I that's what we do. But everyone's different. And here's the thing, Ashton Kutcher, I know he played an idiot on That 70s Show. I actually this past weekend sat down and watched Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, great movie.
I thought it was a great movie. I know people they see him as an idiot, but I mean, this guy, you know, he studied engineering before acting. He was going to MIT. Maybe he knows something more than what we know, because according to Sean, the Harvard Medical School, when it comes to showering, they say while there's no ideal frequency, experts suggest that showering several times per week is plenty, not necessarily every day, as long as you focus on the armpits, groin, and other private areas.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053. You got to wash the wings, the hangar, and the cockpit daily. That's an airplane innuendo.
Yeah, we got it.
There's science on this. They're right. Showering too often isn't good for you.
Dries out the skin.
Yeah, listen, I know the scientists here are probably trying to save the planet with their water thing, whatever.
Their thing.
I'm gonna wash. Okay.
Here we go. RJ once again going after science.
Yeah, I'm all
dealt with this all year.
What does the science say about when you walk by me and you smell? What is that science?
So how many showers a day for you? One. Okay. One a day. You have to take one a day.
I mean, the people who take multiple showers a day, I think it's a bit much.
Okay.
But it's one a day. It's different times every day. But it's one a day.
Right. Same.
I'm like a multivitamin. One a day.
Same.
Are you, every day you take a shower?
Pretty much.
No. What about Sean?
Yeah. Once a day.
What?
I'm like every other day. You know? I mean, there's some days that you don't do anything as active as the others. And so you're like, do I need to take a shower? Like when you have a lazy Sunday and like you're just laying around the house watching football, I'm not going to be like, oh man, I forgot to take a shower today. Why? Same. I did nothing.
I'll admit, like during quarantine, it was a little bit less frequent.
Ugh. Did you see Bob Odenkirk rush to the hospital collapsing on the set of Better Call Saul? So he was sitting there and they were apparently working and Odenkirk went down. So waiting to see an update on him, but Better Call Saul star Bob Odenkirk hospitalized after collapsing. So that's kind of scary. And then people are starting to send us Dan Campbell clips.
Oh, baby.
From Lions Camp.
Oh, man. They should have put him on Hard Knocks.
I don't know whether we can read these or we just have to have Dan Campbell say them, but he said that they've crushed. This is RJ's spirit animal. The word crush. They crush their conditioning test. The four rules are don't be late, keep your weight in check, don't disrespect your teammates, don't disrespect this game. So these are the four rules from Dan Campbell, who is headbanging already in Detroit.
I have two small words for you, Sean, that I believe are one word in general. Playoffs.
What? What about it?
Dan Campbell. We need him in the playoffs.
I thought you won the bet on your boy Jared Goff.
We need him in the postseason. This man, he needs to win a Super Bowl. This man will go down in history as the greatest quote of any coach ever. He is going to be amazing. I cannot wait. I am going to watch more Dan Campbell press conferences than Mike McCarthy this year.
He will break your boy Jared Goff so fast. Jared Goff's going to melt there and want to go back to California.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.